This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I am Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian. I have a private practice in Manhattan. I work with Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you'd like to make an appointment, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. Speak to Grimaldi. She will set you up. If you would like to email me with a question or a topic that you'd like to hear me discuss on this program, you can email me to radioprogram@aol.com. That's radioprogram@aol.com. So let me dive right in. I've got an email here from Ashley. Ashley says, "Hi, Layla. Love your show. I've learned so much. Thanks for listening, Ashley. Thank you. I saw my doctor for an annual wellness exam. My blood work was really good, except my vitamin D was very low at a 26. Vitamin D very low at 26. That is low indeed. I would like to raise my levels, but I find taking vitamin D gives me trouble sleeping. I've read taking it in the morning is preferred to avoid affecting sleep, but I find it doesn't seem to help. My dosage was 2,000 IU, international units. Is that too high? Please help." Ashley, thank you for writing me. This is a very interesting question. And I'll tell you, this is the first time I'm hearing of anyone having a sleep issue taking vitamin D. Now, I'm wondering, check the formulation of your vitamin D supplement. Are there energizing vitamins that are included in there, like B vitamins, specifically B12? Is there DHEA included in your formulation? Is it vitamin D all by itself? Then check the other ingredients. Are there other things like a gotu kola, a caffeine, a guarana, some other compound or substance that may be causing this reaction in you? And by the way, a 2,000 international unit, a 2,000 IU dosage per day of vitamin D is not a high dosage at all. A high dosage would be anything over 7,000 or 10,000 IU a day. And most of the time, that's not recommended unless you're critically low in vitamin D, like say your vitamin D is a 7 or something. But having a vitamin D as low as 26, we call that a deficiency here in integrative medicine and nutrition. Mainstream medicine says, well, you're within the normal range if your vitamin D level is over a 20. We tend to disagree with that. So the fact that you want to raise your vitamin D level is a good call. The insomnia thing is very interesting. We would also call this a paradoxical reaction. Let me give you another example of a paradoxical reaction. Somebody who takes, say, a magnesium supplement. Magnesium is known to be sedating, right? It's a sedating mineral. It's good for our bones. It's good for so many biochemical functions. But somebody who reports feeling over-energized or anxious taking a magnesium supplement, we call this a paradoxical reaction. Another paradoxical reaction, if I may, somebody who uses a CNS depressant, a central nervous system depressant like alcohol. Alcohol is meant to, you know, sedate you a bit, help you decompress, right? When you're having that evening glass of wine, maybe, or something, or a martini. But those who report feeling energized by alcohol, say they have a drink or two, and they wind up cleaning their house or doing their laundry, that's a bit of a paradoxical reaction. However, it's a little bit of a different issue because that is also feeding their dopamine receptors. That's a little bit of a different issue than what Ashley is describing here about having trouble sleeping, taking a vitamin D. Ashley, taking it in the morning didn't seem to help. Check for any stimulants in your particular supplement. I would advise you to try a different supplemental vitamin C altogether, a different brand, a different make. If you're looking for those, you could go to drhoffman.com, click on the store, go to your local health food store even, check there for a different formulation of your vitamin D. The other thing I would ask you, Ashley, is that did something else change at the time that you were told that you're low in vitamin D? Did something else change about your diet? Did you start to eat differently? Did you start, or have you been taking caffeinated beverages later in the day? Are you having a cup of oolong tea, say, to address your allergies? Oolong tea is very good for that, but there's caffeine there. Are you having a cup of coffee later in the day than you used to, or a cup of tea later in the day that you used to? Have you increased your consumption of beneficial green tea? Yeah, green tea has L-theanine in it to attenuate the caffeine there, but some people are still affected by the caffeine. So look back and, you know, follow the breadcrumbs a little bit. At the time that you started taking that 2000 IU vitamin D supplement, did you start doing something else differently? Did you add other foods or beverages to your diet, take them away? You started eating dark chocolate. You started to exercise later in the day, which can cause some insomnia in people, especially for those going to the gym after, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the evening. And then they're all energized come bedtime when they should be decompressing and getting sleepy and getting ready for bed, right? So Ashley, take a look at everything else in your life at the time that you started taking that vitamin D supplement and see if that's, you know, promoting the sleep issue that you're complaining about, that it's affecting your sleep. And just to back up what I'm saying about vitamin D, really, this is the first time I'm hearing about vitamin D adversely affecting sleep. I want to bring to your attention, this is out of 2018 in the journal Nutrients, October 10th, 2018, the association between vitamin D deficiency and sleep disorders. This is part of a systematic review. Epidemiology studies have investigated the association between vitamin D and the risk of sleep disorders, but the results remain controversial. Therefore, these scientists conducted this meta-analysis with the goal of clarifying the association between vitamin D and sleep disorders risk. All relevant studies were searched using PubMed, Embase, all of that. They talk about how they gathered all of these. And a total of 9 studies involving over 9,300 participants were included. And by comparing the lowest versus highest levels of serum vitamin D, they found that participants with vitamin D deficiency had a significantly increased risk of sleep disorder. A subgroup analysis showed that vitamin D deficiency also was associated with poor sleep quality, short sleep duration, and subgroup analyses further indicated that a vitamin D of less than 20, and Ashley's yours is a 26, but a serum of less than 20 vitamin D level could significantly increase the risk of unhealthy sleep. And that this meta-analysis suggests that vitamin D deficiency is associated with a higher risk of sleep disorder, which is completely the opposite of what Ashley is mentioning, which is very interesting. More high-quality cohort studies and randomized control trials are needed to verify this association. As you know, you find that sentence at the end of most scientific research, and especially something like a meta-analysis, which really isn't all that conclusive, but sometimes it's helpful to gather and take a good overview look at the research. And let's talk a little bit about sleep. Sleep, which accounts for one-third part of our lifetimes, right, is of the great essence in our daily routine. We're not going to do well if we don't give equal time to getting a good night's sleep. The National Sleep Foundation recommends that adults should get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every day, albeit sleep demands may vary in age and gender. And just as an aside, another thing occurs to me about Ashley's lack of sleep. Ashley, has something changed in your daily routine? Are you using more electronic devices later in the day, in the evening, early evening, late evening, closer to bedtime? That can also cause trouble with sleep or insomnia. The electronic devices, the blue light, that could be something. So take a look at your own routines, if something changed there with regard to your habits that may be adversely affecting your sleep, and that maybe you change these routines around the same time that you started taking 2000 IU of vitamin D. I'm trying to leave no stone unturned here with what else may have happened to affect your sleep this way besides taking this low dosage of a vitamin D supplement. Anyway, coming back to sleep. As a modifiable lifestyle, healthy sleep is necessary for maintaining physical and psychological health. We know this, right? And the daily sleep-wake cycle is controlled by circadian clock, different neurons and hormones produced by the hypothalamus, and environmental signals like the dark and the light, as I was just mentioning. In recent years, sleep disorders have become an epidemic throughout the world. While many people, even medical staff, are not aware of their significance, previous studies revealed that excessive sleep or sleep deprivation were associated with an increased risk of adverse health events, including type 2 diabetes, hypertension, cancers, and all-cause mortality. Vitamin D, as a unique fat-soluble vitamin, can either be ingested from diet or synthesized by ultraviolet light, ultraviolet UVB radiation. 25-hydroxyvitamin D is commonly considered as the best indicator of vitamin D status in the body. That's the correct blood test, is 25-hydroxyvitamin D. Due to the concentrations of serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D can be affected by many factors, such as a lack of sunlight exposure, lifestyle, skin color, and vitamin D deficiency is prevalent. Lesser-known functions of vitamin D are being paid more attention, such as the association of between vitamin D deficiency and cardiovascular diseases, infectious diseases, and sleep disorders. I've talked at length over the years about the importance of vitamin D. Back when, do you remember the days of the Hoffman Center lectures that we used to hold on site in our offices? Well, that's part of that. It's time to revive some of that in some kind of forum or format, something I'll have to think about. So several vitamin D studies reported that vitamin D receptors were expressed in brain areas that regulate the sleep-wake cycle, such as the hypothalamus. This evidence indicated that higher vitamin D status was inversely associated with the risk of sleep disorders. Furthermore, several observational studies showed the association between vitamin D deficiency and sleep disorders. A cross-sectional study reported that a vitamin D deficiency correlated with poorer sleep quality. A particular study observed that patients who exhibited vitamin D deficiency got lower scores on a particular sleepiness scale, the Epworth Sleepiness Scale, which is an effective instrument for measuring excessive daytime sleepiness. Additionally, several large sample epidemiology studies found that dietary intake of vitamin D was reflected to midpoint of sleep, sleep duration, and maintaining sleep. However, the results were inconsistent. Another study found no significant difference in the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index total score between the vitamin D deficient group and the vitamin D non-deficient group among women in the last trimester of pregnancy. Hey, you know what? In your last trimester of pregnancy, you're just sleepy. So there's the big confounder, the so-called elephant in the room that's affecting your sleep that would be messing up any observation of your sleepiness and your vitamin D status because you're in your last trimester of pregnancy. So this is very interesting. And typically what's found is that a vitamin D deficiency is more correlated with problems in sleep. So that's something to be taken into consideration. Well, another thing I want to bring to your attention today is that glucosamine, you've heard of glucosamine, the supplement that benefits your joints. Well, glucosamine supplementation may hinder type 2 diabetes development. And this was in Diabetes Care this year, 2020. Adults who take glucosamine supplements may be less likely to develop type 2 diabetes compared with those who do not take extra glucosamine, especially if they also have elevated levels of C-reactive protein, according to findings published in Diabetes Care. C-reactive protein is a marker of inflammation. That's interesting. So those who took glucosamine and who had elevated levels of C-reactive protein may be less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. This is the first prospective study reporting the potential beneficial effects of glucosamine use in diabetes. And this comes out of the Department of Epidemiology at Tulane University School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine in New Orleans. The results are exciting, but not very surprising, because there is prior evidence to support these findings. These researchers evaluated type 2 diabetes development across 8.1 years of median follow-up among 404,508 adults from the UK Biobank who did not have diabetes at baseline. And the researchers categorized glucosamine users and non-users based on information from a questionnaire completed between 2006 and 2010. follow-up surveys were completed between 2012 and 2013 and in 2014. The researchers evaluated C-reactive protein levels in blood samples taken between 2006 and 2010 and identified diagnoses of type 2 diabetes in medical records. Now again, this is a prospective study. They looked at these cohorts of people and they followed them. And in fully adjusted models, those who took glucosamine had a 20% reduction in type 2 diabetes risk versus those who did not. The researchers carried out additional analyses using different exclusion criteria, such as hemoglobin A1C of 6.5 or more, and still observed a reduction in risk with glucosamine. In addition, the reduction was more pronounced in participants with high C-reactive protein levels. Now, the study reported novel findings which may motivate further investigations on the potential mechanisms, and the results suggest potential beneficial effects of glucosamine use on diabetes. Could it be that glucosamine is a good anti-inflammatory and by helping bring down inflammation can help bring down blood sugar? Remember, one of the things that causes a high blood sugar is the inflammatory response. High C-reactive protein could be due to inflammation in your body, which could either be chronic or it could be acute, like you fell down or you had a bad cold, a flu, an infection. That would cause C-reactive protein to go high. And when C-reactive protein goes high, blood sugar levels go high. But guess what? It's a little bit of a vicious cycle because a high blood sugar can also cause more inflammation in the body, higher C-reactive protein. So which comes first, the high blood sugar or the high C-reactive protein? It can go both ways. But here's the thing. Glucosamine may help dampen that effect in both scenarios, whether it's blood sugar or the C-reactive protein. And I would say and or both, right? So it's very interesting to see that in this prospective study. So again, email me at radioprogram@aol.com for questions, topics of interest. And I thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.